that's got to do with it.
She said that?
Yeah. So he's apparently just sat down and talked to her. You ought to read that story. It's very interesting. Just two or three days ago, Miriam Ottenberg.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
And it quoted Bettner at some length, and these three young men.
Quoted them?
Well, it quoted her conversation with him, it looked like.
I don't want to disturb you about this because it's still in the works, but maybe I ought to tell you. Remember, I reported to you about the good reception of the idea of the change of lawyers.
Yep.
Well, I got a call back from Tom's son.
Yep.
Saying that his boss said that later told him that he didn't think it ought to be done soon and it was going to be difficult to do, and that Jack Miller had promised these three guys that they would be able to try the case. But Ramsey says he's reporting that to me, but he didn't want me to act on it because he wanted to give it some more try. And I talked to his father, Ramsey's father, and today, just underlined to him that it says to getting that done. But, you know, that's a very, very easy thing to do. And it'd be inexcusable.
I believe this boy's got a commitment to his former boss to see this thing through for political purposes in 68.
Well,
that's my judgment. I really honestly think we bought a bad one there.
Well, I think this is going to be the acid test because it's easy. It's quite doable. I laid out to him through Ramsey ABC how it should be done, but the time to do it is now, not later.
Well, he's not going to do it.
Well,
and we're just going to have to do it like we did Parr. They did everything in the world, and finally just got to do it some way because they, your best people, the people you appoint, district attorney, the attorney general, they want to go and really stop the stuff. And this man sold me. You have no idea. You wouldn't believe what I've gone through today with the fellow. Just absolutely.
Is
that
so?
With Bobby.
Oh.
Well, the governor called up and wanted some small business loans made, so I designated Wirtz to do it up there while the transit track's on. I told Wirtz, I said, now, before you reply, this wire that's hot, pending on my desk, and feverish people, and the governor asking us to declare an emergency, which is his function. The governor has to under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check this out with Kennedy and with Seller and Powell. They're all prima donnas, and they all think they're leaders, and they all want to run New York.
Mm-hmm.
Get all of them to approve what you say for me over my signature.
Mm-hmm.
He did that.
Mm-hmm.
Today the man just called up and cussed Marvin out and cussed Califano out. And why would we reply to a wire from the governor, and he wanted to send a new task force up there and let him announce it. And just the damnedest stuff. Why was the White House conducting itself this way? And so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy's a killer.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Exactly what he is. I thought that small business thing up in New York was doing very well.
It was, but he's mad about it because he didn't announce it.
That's right. I didn't think you had done it like that unless it was through him.
Yeah. Moyers thinks that by all means ought to send Humphrey. He said by far more is at stake than Humphrey's uncontrollable tongue. Our whole relations with the Third World, the majority of the world is colored poor at stake. Not to send the second ranking official, it would be taken as a slight. Well, we sent Rusk to Nehru, and he's a hell of a lot bigger fellow than Shastri. But he's insisting on it, but I'm not going to send him because I'm just not going to go through with this.
Well, I have to tell you that I have a feeling that, regardless of everything else, that the symbolism of the occasion right now, would indicate that Hubert ought to go. I'd like to see Russ go with him for long, but I think there's a lot to Bill's point of view on that.
It
because this is different. It comes at a critical time, and it's so critical and it's so dramatic. And that's why I was casting around for a substitute in terms of beefing it up with the Chief Justice, if you don't want to sound like number two man. But I do think that this is, has an importance, a drama to it that perhaps exceeds any other.
The British sending Mountbatten and Brown.
Yeah, but they're not on the spot the way we are.
Well, what do you mean? I don't follow you.
Well, I mean in terms of the necessity of indicating our deep concern and commitment for the brown people and that part of the world. And,
I thought they had a little of a slight concern with their problems in Rhodesia and a few others right now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is not the particular area. What
no, 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 but I mean...
They're a second-rate power, and what we do is so... Everybody looks, turns it upside down, looks at it sideways, and...
Well, do you think there's really anybody in the world that thinks the vice president is, gives a country more standing if they go to a funeral than the Secretary of State?
Yes, sir. Practically everybody in the world except... people who know something. I sure do. I know it's silly as a matter of fact, but as a matter of form, it's just think that second best having a president, the Secretary of State's third best. The office has tremendous symbolism and tremendous impact. It's just an outrage that Hubert can't be relied on to do these things right. But I would take a good measure of risk on this one. I think it is maybe a good idea to send Russ too, so that Russ can do the talking.
Well, you can't do that. I don't want him to go to Saigon too.
Well, he wouldn't have to. He could just go out there and tend the funeral and come on back.
No, he wants to go to Saigon, you see. We need to go to Saigon.
No, I mean Humphrey.
Well, you can't split him. You can't have Humphrey riding and going back.
You couldn't?
Well, I mean, Russ can take the plane going to Saigon. You wouldn't have Humphrey hitchhiking around the country.
Well, couldn't you have just Humphrey come immediately back from the funeral, pressing commitment, the opening of Congress?